Coming up on this week's show. What do you want, squirrel?
Wow, if it isn't the famous nut snatcher.
This is the worst actual play podcast ever.
You can say that again.
Wherein our host tries to play a variety of different role-playing games entirely on his own.
Tries and fails, don't you mean?
And now, here's your host, Scormy.
What a hack.
This month, we'll be playing Things That Go Squeak in the Night from Gallant Knight Games. And for our Oracle, once again, we'll be using the Game Master's Apprentice Storyteller's cards, this time tapping the Demon Hunter's deck. And of course, that's from Larcenous Designs.
Greetings all, and welcome back to the show. As always, I'm your host, Squirmy. Now today we're carrying on with Things That Squeak in the Night, a wonderful little cute horror game by Jim Davies. And when last we left, my scout mouse, Theo, was trying to clear out the unfriendly people that have taken over the park overnight this morning so that I can maybe get the children to return today, because there's a demon reportedly stalking these children and my job is to find it and, if possible, defeat it. If I can't, to return word to the council so that they can send a full team of demon hunter mice, council mice, as you would, to hunt it down and destroy it. It all depends on how powerful this thing might be. And that's my job, determine this. But as long as these people are here scaring away the guardians for the children, I'm well and truly screwed. So I shot a junkie in the nose with a bow. Just a little bow. You got a toothpick arrow in the nose. And I got flung off into the grass and gave myself a consequence of shook. So I'm shook up. But I think otherwise I'm okay. Not injured. Just a little shook up. And I will, I've scurried off away. And considering the difficulty of what I did, I'm going to say that there's a huge commotion. He's screaming and rambling about being shot by a mouse, which is causing other people to get raucous. Someone calls the police. Maybe a passing jogger sees this confrontation and he calls the police and they come in. And basically, either directly or indirectly, move the people out of the park. As I said earlier, the city and locals are trying to clean up the park, but overnight, there's not much they can do, but they're working on it. And so the police are all too eager to shoo folks out of the park that might otherwise be causing problems. And I'm not talking like, you know, your average, normal, no problem homeless person. I'm talking people that are there to cause problems, to steal, commit crimes, do drugs, and otherwise scare others out of the park. So they've managed to clear it out. Does this mean that the people will be coming back? The guardians and their children will be coming back today? That's an emphatic no. Maybe I was a bit too successful. Maybe the incident in the park with the raving madman screaming about being attacked by a mouse, word spread that jogger started, you know, letting people know. And it has spooked everyone. And now, instead of coming to the park with their children, they're coming with the media. They're demanding further action from the police, from the city, to do something about the crime and problems in their local park. Wonderful. Does this work at all? Yes. I'm going to say that there's a rather high-profile contingent of police that respond, and even some folks from the Public Works and Parks Department will show up looking to clean up needles and whatnot. And just normally they do this sort of thing anyway, but they're making a very public show of them doing the right thing and cleaning up the park for the, you know, the locals. I expect the mayor is sitting there rubbing his hands and wondering how much this is going to cost him out of his budget, but that's not our problem. My problem is I got a bunch of adults running around this park and no children. Oh no, there's children over there in the parking lot being used as props. My poor little Timmy can't play in his favorite park because there's so much bad things going on in crime, and I can't, you know, I won't bring him here until it's cleaned up. That sort of thing. Wonderful. So, let's draw for a catalyst or anything. I hear a sharp accusation. I think that's actually going to be more of a sarcastic comment. Heh. Good job, Council Mouse. I'll look around. Can I see where that is coming from? No. I'll pull my bow and knock one of my arrows. Show yourself. Look up. I'm going to say up in a tree. There's a squirrel chittering at me. Of course, I can understand him. What do you want, squirrel? Wow, if it isn't the famous nut snatcher. You did such a good job. What are you talking about? Well, it's obvious what you are trying to do. Everyone was taking bets on whether you succeed, and I'll be honest, I lost money on the deal. But, in the long run, you've done us a fine service.
How so?
Well, at least for a little while, you've made it safe to be a squirrel here. And other animals. We have the run of the park for the most part.
Oh, is that so?
I'll release, you know, lower my bow. Yes. During the day, all those little children and adults running around and causing noise and can't get anywhere near where we want to go, can't go into the field for their soccer games, can't go to the playground because they're all stomping their little feet and grabbing at you if they see you around. No, relegated to the trees only. But now, you've run them off, at least for a while. And that is fine. Gives us time to forage, time to enjoy our park. And as a bonus, at night, I expect it will be peaceful and calm. Perhaps even to get some actual sleep once in a while, without those raucous, stinking adult humans making such a mess of the place, pouring their vile liquids and defecating beyond under the trees. No! Finally,
We'll have a few days of peace. Thank you ever so much, wonderful Council Mouse. Hold that sarcastic tongue in your head, squirrel. Sarcasm? Never! Why would I ever feel that way? Why would I ever send any sort of sharp words towards the nut snatcher?
Oh, I see your point.
Yes, perhaps you should. You're not as stupid as many believed. Now that you've done your work, will you be leaving?
Not at all.
What? Why not?
It's very simple. My work is only beginning. But you can do me a good service as I prepare 5 dice to roll. Ooh, that's 2 successes. 3 ones, but there's no crits here, so that's fine. I'm going to, would it be manipulate? But I'm not intimidating. I could try drawn to me. Or read person. No, it's not super helpful. I think I'll do it under investigate.
Yes, you could be helpful to me.
Which then will shorten my stay. And you can have your park back.
Fine. What is it you want?
Information. But perhaps you'll come down here and speak with me. It is safe, after all. So I'll meet him at the base of the tree. Actually, I should check. Will he come down? Yes. So, okay. What's your name, squirrel? I will draw for one. Interesting options. His name is Blair. Blair Puffytail. Squirrel. Okay, so...
The name is Blair.
Puffytail, isn't it?
What? Yes. Yes, it is. How did you know?
Well, you know, I've been around a lot. And I've made contact with your people before. You're well known. Also, you have a very impressive tail.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, what is it you want?
As I said, information. I'm hunting. I'm looking for potentially a possessed animal.
Heavens no, in this park?
Well, it is called Devil's Park.
Yes, but that's just what the humans call it.
Yeah, well, apparently it's getting its reputation. Anyway, so from what I have heard, it might be trying to play like the cute puppy or kitty and get children to bring it home with them, or it follows them home. Have you seen anything like that recently?
You're describing what every stray dog does.
Well, yes. Let me put it this way. Have you seen, possibly, the same animal here doing this again and again? Perhaps follows one child home, then a day or so later is back and following another child. Do you get what I'm getting at here? Let me see. 4 dice.
Yes. Disgusting practice.
Yes. We certainly don't approve. I did a read person. I can sense what they're feeling. Do I feel that the, I can sense whether they're being deceitful. That's what I wanted. Do I sense that they are lying to me? They do not appear to be lying. Okay. So... if you have any such information, or you know someone who might, amongst your kin or other local animals, I would appreciate it if you would send me their way. Because This would help me solve my problem. And when I solve my problem, I'll be out of your park.
Yes, well, we certainly want to shorten your stay, Nutsnatcher.
My thoughts entirely. So, what do you know? Any of that sound familiar? Let's draw.
No, I can't say that I've seen anything of that sort.
Theo.
But, that does not mean that no one else has. I'll tell you what. If you promise to stay away, I will, once you're done, of course, I will spread word through the park. And when I hear back, I will notify you if I have heard anything new. Deal?
That seems fair, Blair. So, I'll be on my way then.
Leaving the park so soon?
No. I'm gonna go see if I can find anything.
But there's no children here.
No, there isn't. But there is right over there. And I'll point towards the parking lot, which also has a basketball court, I'll say.
Well, there's only a few.
Yeah. And there might be a potentially desperate demon.
I see what you mean. Well, good hunting to you, Nutsnatcher.
I'll take that as a compliment and not snap back at him. But clearly it isn't. And make my way towards the parking lot, which unfortunately means I'm going to have to stealth. There's a lot of people here. I'm going to say that the press conference has, it's over, but there's a lot of people scattered around doing little interviews. The various reporters for local television stations are doing their little on-the-scene snippets. Some of them are wandering into the park now to get views. They all have to get their, you know, their proper backdrops. That's a lot of feet to sneak between. So, we got to do a stealth. All right, so, 5 dice. These dice, I swear, no matter, I get good dice. Every time I roll them, it's 1. Maybe 2 successes. I've had a really good roll 1 time. 1 time. But I stealth with my gray, the cloak set to the outside with gray. Try and fit in with the, it won't really fit in with the asphalt, but it's better than wearing brown or green. So I will suffer no cost on this. So I was potentially seen, but I'm just another, you know, rodent in the area, which for a slowly dilapidating neighborhood isn't super surprising. Anyway, let's see now. I think I need to attempt to investigate to see if I can find any animals that fit the general... Well, what I'm looking for. It would help if I picked up the 5th dice. Because I get a bonus on investigate and a bonus on stealth. Once again, only 1 dice wins. You got to get 5s or 6s, and I got a 5 on 1 dice. That's fine, though. It's a success. I will investigate and see. I suffer no cost. Really going to save up that mental stress and whatnot. But I did not actually see anything that fit what I was looking for. So, I have a feeling this is going to take most of the day. So I will, between, you know, all the press conferences and whatnot, I will try and find a better vantage point to view the park from, though, for overnight. My last shelter was 4. That is one success. I will suffer no cost. Which that tells me I want to stay away from the park. Maybe I found a burrow that's further out, even further out than before. It's out in the middle of the field. But it's an abandoned mole hole, which is fine. Keep me safe. But it's so far away, makes it harder for me to keep an eye on what's going on. Plus, we're in the grass. So I'll have to come out and check every once in a while to see what's going on. That almost seems like it's not worth it. So, I believe we won't have any problems with folks coming around and causing problems today, though. No, there will be no problems. So, do the police stay all night? No. Emphatic no. In fact, I think there will be a lot of radio traffic, and then at, you know, in the early morning hours, maybe like 2 in the morning, it's very black of night still, and I'll hear some crackling of radio traffic, and then all the police that are at the park will run for their vehicles and peel out, taking off in the same direction. A major incident must have occurred, and they have been driven away from the park. They didn't want to be here anyway. It's a stupid guard duty, which is beneath them. But that is a change in circumstances. So I think I will take this opportunity to go into the park by night and see what I can do here. And that means it's going to have to be another investigate check. I really need to stick with these dice. Eventually, they're going to roll well. They can't roll ones and twos all the time. Well, they rolled. They were like, nope, well, we can roll a 3 and a couple ones. But they also rolled a 6 and a 5. So that's 2 successes. That's better than nothing. Let's see. I want to suffer no cost and find useful information. I think this will, I'll be at the, in the grass in the soccer field towards the edge of where it transitions into the bark dust and sawdust, and just keeping a keen eye out. And I will see a tabby come slinking into the park, and I will just watch, see what it's doing. Let's draw for an inspiration here. I will see the cat pull out something. You know, stand on its hind legs, looking around, and this orb will pulse to life in its left paw as it uses it, looks around the playground with a, bathing it in a low, sickly light. And it'll put the orb away into its fur, which is weird in itself. And it'll slink over to one of the picnic tables, reach up and stretch out like cats do, and start scratching on the wood. But it looks like it's just stretching and scratching, but with its left paw, it's not just scratching like the right paw is. It's more directed marks being placed. And then it will slink over towards the swings. Is that correct? Yes. And it will jump up into the seat. Is it able to do so successfully? Yes, which is difficult because the swing will start moving And normally a cat would fall out, most likely, or fall and hang there, but nope, it lands just fine and digs into the, it's a, not a plastic seat, more like a thick woven seat, almost like a hard, multiple layer canvas. I can't remember what type of, fabric it is. The old style swing seats, right? They were soft, but, and they would flex a little, but they weren't exactly cloth per se. Not as most people would expect it. Anyway, it digs its front paws in, but again, appears to be scratching with its left paw a little differently. I believe I need to make a stealth check, since it's much closer to me now than it was. Yeah, that's 3 successes. 2 fives and a 6. Hell yeah. I suffer no cost. I am not seen. I am not smelled. I was standing still, so I'm gonna say it goes without, it would have to smell, it'd have to hear my breathing to hear me. But I drew, and it does not seem to have noticed me. But I believe before the sun comes up, the cat will slink back off into the streets. Will I be able to get over there and take a look at what it's done to that swing, or more especially to that table? That's a no. I think it's, you know, a bunch of, there'll be some police have responded back. No. Change that. No police. The local media come back to redress the story to see if it was kept clear. And yes, for the most part, it was the park. But the fact that the police left, they're making a big deal out of that. And so they've got their lights and whatnot, and they're setting up at the tables and whatnot, with their equipment, making this big deal about how the police claimed that they would be here, and they have left. So, damn. Well, I can scurry off into the grass and forage for some breakfast and water. We'll just give that a quick check. 3 successes again. So I suffer no cost. I find what I was looking for. And I can find something useful that I was not looking for. Let's see. I can get some something that might make an inspiration for me. The odd dusty scent of snake skin. Ooh. I'll look around. And stuffed down into another one of those abandoned mole holes in the soccer field, I smelled something unusual. So I'll poke my head down in there and find the what appears to be like a shedded skin off of a snake, only it's much larger than that and oddly shaped and torn. Am I going to be able to pull, is it something I can pull out? Let's see. No. But I will roll investigate to take a look at it. To see if I can identify it. 3 successes again. 6, 5, 5. And it appears to be a cat skin.
Just remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can't always play with yourself. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
There's no chance that happened, honey.
Please leave us a good review over on the podcasting service where you downloaded this show.
You want them to lie?
And don't forget to return again next week for more rousing adventures with your host, Scormay.
How about no?